Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a 90-minute election night special for the weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. It's an AFC championship kind of night for me. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the actual elections, but it's amazing. So thank you for joining me. Revelations chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I have placed for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and you have not denied my name. Think about that as you're going through your night tonight, and God is going to close and open doors. Wow, what a night. I no matter what happens tonight, it's an amazing night because they are talking, 100 million people at least have gone out and voted. That makes that my blood, that makes me feel, because that's, it's getting people, I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a Republican. The fact that you're getting out and you're voting and you're taking part in something that some nations don't have every year, every 2 years. My name is Jimbo Kearns, and I am heir to the throne, and I a family is in charge. You know, what is it? I guess I haven't been into a... royal wedding since July 4th, 1776. I could care less about them, you know. We don't have a royal family in this country. You know, we get elect every 2 years. And if you don't like the way the country's going, you have the ability to try to get rid of. Who is ever running for president? Or if you, well, hey, I thought Barack Obama did great, let's elect him again. Or I thought Trump is doing great, let's keep the train going. I mean, as we get into this night, as it's early on, and I mean, if the House comes down to literally like California, it's going to be like 3 days. They take forever. I think Hawaii gets in their votes sooner than California. I mean, right now, the Republicans have 52 seats in the House, and Democrats have 42. In the Senate, it's 43-32. I think Indiana is going to be, my home state is going to be a huge, right now, I think Mike Braun's won, but I guess we still have some of the Lake County region up in the northwest region, you know, near Gary and stuff like that, Hobart, and that's usually a lot of conservative in little pockets that is mainly liberal. So it's just amazing. I think it's going to be tight. I think in Indiana, I think Joe Donnelly might bring some, but it's not going to get that tight. I think that's not what they're saying. They're saying that. So, but I mean, I agree with my wife though. I think that Braun's won it. I think Joe Donnelly might close the gap, but not enough to. It's too far. It's 166,000, I think, votes that he's short. I think in the Lake County region, which they say isn't really in yet, once that comes in, he'll gain ground, but he ain't gonna win. We're too conservative, and because of the fluke we had last time, you know. And now that we've got a real candidate, in New Jersey, it's just been called that Bob Menendez in New Jersey is a Democrat. He's won it, it's been called. But that is very much a Democrat state. I think what's going to happen in a lot of this House and Senate races is if a Democrat has the seat. Wow. Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, has won. It's been confirmed. And but it's one of these where when you look at this whole night, I think if there's a seat that a Republican has retained, you know, if a Republican holds the seat now, I think if a Democrat takes that Republican seat, I think she's going to be lost to a Republican. I think, you know, as you look at the Florida governor race, it is way too close to call. And that's, I think Rick Scott has, you know, Dade County's not really in yet from what I've been told. But I think when that comes in, that's very, very conservative area. I mean, you know, so I think the Rick Scott, it's going to be, I don't know. I think it's going to be too close to call. But if you talk to Trump, he said that, okay, Rick Scott's always calling, hey, this is how we're doing. This is what's going on. You know, Bill Nielsen, the Democrat, is never in contact, never saying, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing, da, da, da. There's no updates. There's no nothing. It's just, I don't know. I think some of these governor races, I mean, Bernie Sanders, who technically is a Democratic Socialist, he runs as an independent. He has won the Senate in Vermont, which is not surprising. I've lived there. That state is, you got two types of people in that state. You got socialists and liberals. People that are like Democrat, and then there are people that are like extreme Democrats. You know, in Vermont, there, I forget what the guy's name is, but every election, presidential election, he runs for president based on legalizing cannabis. But the problem is he's only, as far as I know, and what everyone else has told me, he's only on the ballot in Vermont. So it's kind of interesting, you know, as this night progresses and we get into, you know, the numbers as they move forward, and I think, and one of my buddies wrote me today, and he's a good source, and he was like, there's a lot of people that they believe that are closet voters. I'm gonna vote for the Republican Trumpy kind of way. I'm gonna vote in a Republican Trumpy kind of way, but I'm not out there going Trump, you know, go Republicans. I'm Rick Scott all the way. I'm from Florida, Rick Scott, baby. They're not doing that. They weren't doing that, you know, and it's, you know, and that's one of those things that I think they're saying there's some people that are not political, and they're voting the Republican way with, you know, I'm just going to go in there. I'm just going to mind my own business. I'm just going to vote. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to make noise. I'm just going to kind of sneak in and vote conservative and leave. That way I don't have to deal with it. And that's what happened in 2016. There were a lot of closet people that weren't politically pushing that were like conservatives. That I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to have a shirt, not going to have a hat. I'm just going to vote.
If they would have asked me, no one asked me.
Yeah.
I would have told them.
Yeah. And I think, and there are, and he did say there are people that say there's some people that are in conservative areas that, hey, I'm a Democrat and I'm going to vote that way, and I just don't want to argue with anyone. But polls closed in 80% of the congressional districts in West Virginia. You know, that with all these states that are closing, all these, you know, when all this information is coming in and all this stuff is going on, you know, with West Virginia, and they just called it for Patrick Morrisey, the Republican in Senate. But when you have all these polls closing, a lot that are not are on the east, are on the west coast, and like especially like Hawaii, those won't close till you'll be in bed. Because I mean they're like 6 hours difference. But I think the Florida Senate race, you know, the Rick Scott thing versus the Bill Nielsen, not governor, I don't know why I was calling it governor race. I'm excited. But it's one of those, I mean, a lot of this stuff is too close to call. So it's going to be interesting to see how the night plays out. And if you want to turn in, you can feel free. But it's just interesting how when you're looking at this whole night and all this, and I'm just borrowing from all the races, just the fact that there are people that, like, they're talking record voting, and when my mom and sister waited 2 hours. And I worked with someone that said, you know what, I don't know a lot about these Chicago people because I haven't been there enough, because that's why I'm registered, but I'm in Indiana and I'm not here long enough to know, and I wish I could vote, but I don't feel confident voting for people that I don't really know, or vice versa, because I'm not in Chicago anymore. I live here, and I don't know enough about the people in Indiana. So it's one of those good things that I think moving forward, it's nice to have some people saying, hey, you know, I want to vote, but I just don't feel right voting for people that I'm just going to vote, not know who they are, not know what they stand for, not know what they believe. I mean, I've been in Vermont. It's very, I mean, some of these races I think are going to be easy to call because, you know, of course, Bernie Sanders is going to win in Vermont. The races that I'm excited about are ones in California where there are some Democrats that are really neck and neck with Republicans and conservatives. And this is amazing because ABC source is saying that Republican Mike Braun is projected to win the Senate race in Indiana, and there are some conservative places that are saying that, yeah, it's too close to call, and vice versa. And there's one, I think, at CNN that says the Indiana race is too close to call. And to me, I think Joe Donnelly will gain ground on Mike Braun, but he is not going to win. I believe Mike Braun is going to win. I mean, we're too conservative of a state. You know, it's for a Republican, we're kind of like the California, but the exact opposite. It's rare in the big picture of Indiana to do well as a liberal. I mean, there are pockets of liberals, just like in California, there's pockets of conservatives. But it's one of those things that's very interesting that, you know, when you have a Democrat, Joe Donnelly, and I think because he was kind of, because of the Republican candidate, he just kind of did well. And I think since a lot of people are riding on the coattails of Trump, they're like, well, yeah, he may be a Democrat, but look at the economy is doing great. This is doing great. So why change anything? Why change anything about the Congress and Senate? Leave it at that. Leave it as is. And it's, let me see where we're at here. It's one of those things as we move and go through the night, you know, it's just good to see people coming out in droves and voting and moving forward. And the fact that the economy is doing so great, people can sit there and that is a big window. That is something that people look through at the window, and they want to look at that huge picture and see a great economy. But since it's so great, well, they can say, well, what about this? And they can pick on and harp on, okay, the economy is doing great, but, you know, if the media picks up on immigration or picks up on any other thing and says, hey, you know, you can lose people with the big picture and the broad picture, and they can say, yeah, the economy's doing great, but here's five things that I disagree with. And these five things may not be even maybe 1% of the picture and 99% of the economy. They may say, well, there's five things to one thing, and, you know, and then they may say, well, you know, because I think there is, as this night goes on, there are a lot of people that are borderline in terms of, there are people like I know in the 2016 election. I talked to many people that, well, I don't want Trump or Hillary Clinton. I mean, I guess Trump is a better candidate per se And when you have to choose between a douche and a turd sandwich, he's better. And I'm like, I love Trump. I think he's what this country needs. But there were some people that kind of had that belief system that you gotta, you know, you're between, you know, they both stunk. Just like when you had Al Gore and George Bush, I didn't want either of them, you know. And there are people that felt that way with this election, and at least they're not like, well, you know, it's not like they, well, Hillary's not like. Trump sucks, but Hillary's better than he is. You know, most people, I think a lot of it came back to, well, hey, you know, if she would have taken Bernie Sanders, game done. You know, as we look, I want to get in here. Let me see here. Okay, net gains in the House is 2 for Democrats and 1 for Republicans. The House is at 60 each. The Senate is 45 for Democrats and 47 for Republicans. And, you know, people were like, well, screw you. And we're not, you know, and I think, because one of the big things I was talking about is that I have a buddy of mine was like, they believe there's a lot of closet voters that, okay, I'm just going to vote. I do whatever. You know, you have your view. I have my view. I'm voting the way I'm going to vote. I'm not going to sit there being out there pushing, you know. I'm just going to sneak in and I'm just going to vote without getting this. As now it's even more. Fox News is now also reporting, as many other news outlets, that Indiana Republican Mike Braun is projected to defeat incumbent Democrat Senator Joe Donnelly. And I mean, we live in a very, very, we're like the opposite of California. California is very, very liberal with pockets of conservatives. Indiana is very, very conservative with small pockets of liberals. And it's not a surprise that Mike Braun won. He has Trump's backing, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. I mean, when you look at these rallies that Trump's having, he's packing them in. Now, what's going to happen is conservatives are going to have to win in some of these blue states, and I think the Me Too movement, where a lot of people are moving over from the Democrats to conservative side, from the right and the left to the right, you know, it's a little bit, it's seeing people wake up and saying, hey, Nancy Pelosi wants to get rid of that tax cut that I was given. Well, that's just peanuts. How many people, if they had a choice whether they paid taxes or not and how much they paid, you think people would want to pay a lot of taxes? Most people wouldn't. Most people are like, no, I'm not going to pay taxes. If I had a choice between paying taxes and not paying taxes, let me tell you, I'm not going to pay them. I mean, maybe you want to pay taxes. I don't. But it's one of those things that, and I think people are starting to wake up to the big, big picture. You know, when all these women have said that Kavanaugh didn't do it, where we're counting our stories. Now, I don't know. I'm going to, for probably Thursday show, I'm going to look into seeing what's going on with that, because obviously they would be breaking the law by having issue of, let me see. Yeah, they would be perjury. You know, and if that's going to play a part in proceedings going further. So it's one of these things that as the night goes on and you see all this stuff happening, you know, it's, I think as these polls close and as these numbers come in, people are going to start seeing that, wait, the media is going to have to change somehow, because they're starting to see that America's waking up, that people are not believing, you know. Okay, I think it's about 75% chance that Hillary's going to win, you know, 75 to 85% chance, maybe 90, that Hillary will win the presidency. You know, I don't really, it's going to take, what is Trump going to have to do to win the presidency? Oh, I don't see how he can do it. I mean, he's going to have to win Michigan. He's going to have to win Florida, Pennsylvania, all these states, Ohio. And Florida has just been called for Trump. Michigan, Pennsylvania called for Trump. And they're like, what? You know, and these media outlets are saying, like, well, you know, I don't see how you know, the House and Senate are both going to go to Democrats. I know Democrats have to pick up 23 seats, but, you know, we'll do it. Well, you know, they're going to pick up every seat. And you know, even there are some people on Fox News that have kind of said, like, it's not going to be this red wave that we all believe. But I don't see it. I don't see how the red wave isn't coming. There's just so much going on that, you know, these Trump rallies are packing them in. Okay, the House Republicans have 64 seats to 61 in the Democrats. When it comes to the Senate, balance is 74 to 40. In the Senate, the Republicans pick up one. Democrats need three. All we need is one more. We just need to pick up one more in the Senate to get the majority. And then the House, Democrats need like 23. Wow. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this 90-minute little election night coverage. And just, I want to thank everyone out there that voted, you know, that went out there and did their civic duty and actually did something. Because there are countries that have way bigger turnouts than we do, and people are getting shot at to vote. Think about that one. Get in here. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's news. Let's see where we're at here, folks. As this stuff is coming into my ears, what am I hearing? What's going on? Let me see here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many seats do we need to maintain control of the House and Senate?
Let me get to that. Okay. Where is it? Okay. 23 for the Democrats. The Democrats need 23 seats to retain control of the House.
They never had control of the House.
To get control of the House. That's what I meant. They don't have it, but to get control of the House, they need 23 seats. For the Senate, we need one more. And they got one more. Democrats need three. Let me see if I can bring this up. Okay. It's a 51 majority and a 218 majority for the House. Okay, folks, let me see. I don't know what this is going on. But it's just, Braun has been officially called for Indiana. Vermont governor goes to Republican in Vermont, Phil Scott.
Woo-hoo.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Democrats voted Republican.
Come on, Red Wave.
That is, I want to get into that, folks. That state is very, very California, liberal, hippie, mountain, you know. And, wow, that is incredible. But, I mean, there's no red wave. There's no, you know, I can't, you know. And, wow, the Illinois governor goes to Democrat as always, 62-38. Yeah. That's what I've never understand, because Illinois, for the most part, is not that great of a state. And guess what? But, like, these Democrats that are losing or winning, like in liberal states, these Democrats are winning by not much. Well, Maryland governor is a Republican. And one thing, in a lot of these states, you're having a Republican governor win with, like, Democratic senators. Let me see what they have up. Michigan governor, Democrat won. Whitaker.
What about Senator?
Senator, it's the Republican James with only 25% of the precincts. He's way up, so. I mean, this is something, as a lot of these numbers come in, folks, these numbers, and it's going to be a long, long night. I'll probably have Fox News on my phone listening to the thing as I'm going to sleep. My wife's like, oh, Lord. But, yeah, she hey, it's once every 2 years?
We're the Senate, so we're the
Senate. Yeah, but. And I'm talking like an election night. Yeah. But it's one of those things, yeah. You know, I was talking about like every like 2 years you have elections, like midterms and stuff like that in the Senate. It's going to be, you know. I think it's going to be close in the House, but I don't see the Democrats getting the House. We need to get them both, or else we're going to have a, okay, you want a tax cut? No way. I mean, okay, put it to you this way. How many people, if you can get something for a discount, don't you want that? You know, okay, like saying you want to abolish taxes for Americans is like saying, okay, you want to pay more. You know, it's just, I'm trying to, you know, but I forgot what I was talking about now. I had a brain blank, but it's this wave that's coming through that, and I think when this night's over, I think there's going to be a lot to wait a minute here. We were predicting all this stuff, like Nancy Pelosi said. And this great Democrat, and Stephen Colbert said, don't jinx yourself. Too late. You know, if people are waking up to, wait a minute, Kavanaugh, that was BS. That was all lies. This is lies. That's lies. Well, in Mississippi, the race with the candidates, they had four. No one got enough. For the Senate race, no one got enough votes to get at least 50%, so they're taking the top two, and then they do like a vote on, like, I forget what the heck they call it, but it's like a, November 27th, you may have to hold out because Mississippi, they had four people running for Senate and none of them got 50%. Therefore, the top two finishers do a thing on like November, like an election on November 27th. And we could actually, I mean, if things turned out like they mathematically could, Mississippi could hold, but you might not know the balance of power till November 27th. Wow. Alabama governor for Republican, Ivey. He is the governor. He won there. Arkansas governor is a Republican, Hutchinson. Colorado governor, it's a Democrat right now with 53% polling, but I think it's too far for the Democrat to lose.
I mean, yeah, I know, but still,
it looks like it's just too far. But we'll have to wait and see. Only 53% of the precincts are in, and what I'm hearing is that it's a lot of the there's still some conservative areas left, so the Republican does have a chance, but it's just, I mean, I do see a lot of, it's amazing when you look at some of these races, how like the House and the Senate go Democrat, but the governor goes Republican, and, you know, so it's just kind of, but, you know, like in Illinois, the Democratic governor won in a landslide. It's just like 33% to 66%. It's crazy. Because like in the Kansas governor race, it's 53 to 29 or 30, and there's only like 12% of the precincts in. Like when you go to Maine, and there's only 4% that are reporting. You know, like Maryland, you know, it's, some of these are such a blowout, even though 20% is in, it is so one-sided that they're able to call it. Wow. Democrats gain control of the House? It is a huge deal. And for them to be able to call it, it's wow. And what that means going forward is if, you know, with all the raw data that's coming in, it's just, wow, I'm kind of speechless because I didn't, you know, it's. Yeah, we'll see. It's because, see, but then, well, hey, then, and that can be a good thing in one respect because, well, hey, look at how this country was going. Look at how great it is. And now everything Trump wants to do to make it great, Democrats are stopping it all. They're the problem. They're the blame. They're the issue. Not that I want that. But it's just one of those things that, okay, you can't say that the country's not doing better. You can't say that the unemployment rate is bad. You can't say this stuff. And if you are, you're on Mars. You know, what you can say is that, hey, the dollar bill is not as, we have a fiat currency. Let's see how cheaply I can make this penny. I want to make a dollar coin that costs like 2 cents to make.
That way, there's no value to it except for the value that the government says it has. You know, hey, you need 1,000 of these to buy your phone. Well, you know, to, instead of having gold and silver mandate how much your stuff is worth, let's make coins that as cheaply as possible and put a fiat currency on there. Let's make it cheap. It's a $100 bill, but it's, you know, there's nothing in it that's valuable except for what the government says it is. Crazy. And that's because they're saying, and I was reading a poll today, and I've heard in like multiple polls that like people want to actually take this healthcare, like it's funny because when Obama was president, healthcare was so unpopular. Now it's like, oh yeah, people want to expand Obamacare, and they want to keep a lot of it in some form. Crazy. To think that there are people that think that this Obamacare is like great. You know, but okay, if you don't think it's great like me, where was the other side doing something to make it great? Well, where was there, how many years did they have to have something? Hey, okay, we got rid of Obamacare, we're going to repeal and replace. Here's our better plan. No, it's like, oh, they looked like kids that partied. And, oh, crap, I got a 5-page paper due tomorrow. And I've got to read the 75-page book before I do the 5-page paper. And that's just the first book. There's 6 books I have to read for the 5-page paper. You know, and, oh crap, we forgot to do that. We forgot to study. Instead of saying, hey, we've had 8 years, here's our plan. It's kind of like they just threw something up there. A lot of people see this country going in the right direction. And if they move forward with this, and okay, if they just try to take everything Trump does and smack it down, hey, guess what? We were gonna get a tax cut. Not now. So it's one of those things that I honestly feel that, okay, well, this is where we're at. This is what's going on. Sorry. We're at a tax cut. If Democrats do have control, bye-bye. There goes your tax cut, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. It's just one, it's like, okay, everything that we wanted, it's down the toilet. But I do think it can be good because, hey, this is what Trump wants to do. This is what's working. If you don't want that, okay, guess what? This is what's going to happen because since you don't want this, you don't want all this red wave, you don't want all this great things happening, guess what? You're going to be to blame because and what's funny is Nancy Pelosi says she wants to retain the Speaker of the House seat, but there's tons that don't want it. See, Democrats don't have a base. They just have a bunch of kids that just don't know anything, that just always, you know, Trump's bad, Trump's bad, Trump's bad, because, well, I was supposed to get all this free stuff, and since I'm not getting all this free stuff, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world.
but it's one of those things that as we go forward, I really do think that the balance of power is going to shift, and in a good way, because hey, people are going to see, hey, all the stuff that's helped me. I mean, jobs are amazing. I mean, it's great to see these jobs coming back and all this stuff. And when you have the left not having it and not change, you know, hey, look, I had a hard time looking for a job. Now I have a lot of time, and there's lots of good jobs. It's one of those. It's great that you can look in those jobs and I sense that people are doing better. I mean, the problem you have, a big issue in this country, is you have a lot of people that they will vote Democrat no matter what. Nothing's ever going to change. I'm going to vote a Republican no matter what. I don't care. I just vote Democrat because that's what I do. I vote Republican because that's what I do. I don't know anything. I couldn't care. I don't know. He's a Democrat. He's got to be dead. It's one of those things that. And it's just. This issue. That is happening. That's scary. Because like I said before, if you follow me on Facebook and stuff, I have friends, and there was a lady that didn't, what do we vote? She didn't know early voting for what? No clue. And I'm like, Democrat, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown makes remarks after it is projected he will win a third term, defeating Republican Congressman Jim Rossini. Let me see some of these key Senate races. Still too close to call in Florida between Rick Scott and Bill Nielsen. Arizona still too close to call. Martha McSally and Christine Siena. Ted Cruz. Wow. Interesting. Wow, only 7% in Texas. It's just one of those things that, like, a lot of these like in Texas, while Texas is down, but there's like no even close. They got like 7% in. And Texas is usually very, 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 very red. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight to this little election night thing. It's just, I mean, the people I talked to, I didn't care. Go vote, you know. Maybe, I mean, I'd love to see the Democrats have a base besides, okay, we want like super ultra progressive socialists. But it's one of those things that when you look at the grant, I mean, it's great that people can how potent it is. And it's, I think, you know, it's going to be interesting because I really don't think from what I've heard that there's not no one like Nancy Pelosi is not going to get Speaker of the House. There's no Democrats like her. I don't know how. I mean, jobs are doing great in this country. One of the big issues we have in this country is it's called the value dollar. We have a fiat currency. It's worth what you can get for it. Yeah. Oh, wow. See, but like in Indiana, I've always been that person that voted the Libertarian candidate for years. And it's like, okay, wow. So he had 20,000 votes. And the Republican had like 90,000, you know. And it was like, so, I mean, like, didn't you, oh, then, like, you'd have like 10,000 votes for the Libertarian and like 100 and some for this guy. And like, wow, not even a. And then I kind of felt like, well, if I vote Libertarian, am I going to take away from the possibility of a conservative winning? And that's kind of how I've always played it. It's like, in my experience, most of the Libertarians don't win. It's, you know, but Joe Donnelly has just called Mike Braun to congratulate him on winning. And what's amazing is since Joe Donnelly's been a senator, he's got congressional benefits for life. He's not in the Senate race. He's not a senator anymore. He's got benefits till the day he dies. You know, if you're in the House or the Senate, you got congressional benefits. All you do is get in one time. The Florida Senate race, man, that's going to go down to. I wonder if that's going to be one of those. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to punch all the way through. that Al Gore thing, oh God. But I really don't think. I think that's. Well, I mean, I do think that that's going to be late into the night, you know. But. I mean, the thing is, like, the key Senate races, a lot of them are way too close to call that they can't, you know, and what I think is going to happen is I think Senate is going to go to the Republicans, and it's going to be a matter of getting late into the night to find out who's doing what, when, where, and how, and why, and, you know. It's just one of those things that I think is going to be way into the night. But I mean, there's just like. I don't know. It's just. I know a lot of people moving forward in this election. I want to see civility. I want to see success. You know, okay. If there are, we need to have security at the border. And. I mean, I think it's not going to be a blue wave. They'll win the House, but it's not going to be a blue wave. North Dakota, wow. They pretty much look like it may go to the Republican, Kevin Cramer, over Heidi Hintkamp. Some numbers, but... Do you think that America is going to be forced? Because as many of you know, recently, Mexico's Supreme Court has basically kind of decriminalized and made it legal to have cannabis. And with Mexico basically being cannabis legal and being cannabis legal in, what's that state? Called. Oh, yeah, Canada. All my buddies and guys in Canada, you know, they legalized it. How is that going to move forward? Are we going to have to legalize? Because, hey, North America and South America, guess what? They're legal. And the Middle America, us? No, we're not legal. clamp down and make it even more illegal. We need to make it like to where it's like highly. Yeah, we're going to have to put America, we're going to have to put cannabis on double secret probation. Oh, my cat just came in the studio. Oh, what the heck. And I do think that the House being Democrats a good thing, because with all the stuff that's going great, it's just going to change when people, hey, wait a minute here. I mean, the problems you have, now they say Democrats have 4 net. And what we mean when you look at all the data and all this, from what we believe, when you look at the House, that there is enough that, okay, we're pretty sure this is going to go that way. It could not, it might not, but there's 99.9% chance, you know, when news organizations very rarely are going to call something when it's not. It's amazing when you watch, like, the elections and you watch this different stuff and you'll see, like, ABC won't call it yet, but this network will. And, you know, that's still too close to call, and it's like, psh. And I've seen ones where the numbers are so different. Trump doesn't give himself credit. What, this lady, I'm telling you what, you know, Trump, I don't think he ever, you know, we're not about Trump, we're about the United States of America. I would have a Democratic president in a heartbeat if I knew that they cared about the American values and the American dream, and but that's the problem, you know, see, hate to break it to you, but like, okay, if you have any debt at all, you're a slave. They don't want the value. They don't want you to know that you can take a penny and melt it down, and there's 4 cents in value. They don't want you to know that, hey, you got a $3.50 melt value in that quarter. They want to have a fiat currency. Okay, this is a $1 coin. Well, there's about 0.5% of melt value in it. And 2 cents to make it. It is. No, they want you to have coins that, okay, you know what that dollar bill is worth? What you can get for it. If 6 of them can, because if you ever know where the term, it's a Michigander term. In Michigan, you used to be able to buy a whole deer for a buck, and you could get the hide and everything. You could get like the whole hide of the deer for a buck. Yeah, Mike Braun is now giving a speech after winning the Indiana Senate race, and I think it's nice, but I think a lot of people, and the problem for me is I think we need to get more people to wake up to realize that, you know, I've been to a country club where we have local politicians, and they're always there eating, and they're twice for funerals, for viewings, and, you know, like, you have like a viewing, and then afterwards we all go there and they had dinner because they were members of the club, and I'm telling you what, I always say, okay, how you doing? How you doing? What's going on? And it's like with the Mike Braun and Joe Dalmia, it's nonstop. And that's the thing, you know, we need to come together as a nation for the nation. You know, it's like, well, you know, I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal or progressive or whatever. You know, if you can show me how you're going to better America, And what you have to do is you need to sit there and say, okay, let me see, how is Detroit doing? Not too great. Well, do you want to go by what they're doing and follow their lead, or do you want to follow a Texas lead that's doing very well, or an Indiana that's doing really well? You know, and it's, but you have, but we do have a very divisive nation where, okay, well, we need to have wind turbines. Okay, you know how much oil they use? I mean, some of these things that are like these eco-friendly things are actually not as eco-friendly as they're made out to be. Or they cost so much. And what you see moving forward, and I bring this up a lot, but it's nice to see these mass voters out there and people caring about their country and whatever, you know. But I think there is a big block of people that are, okay, welcome. Welcome. Okay, what am I doing? I don't know. But that voted to vote. And I hope that I would love to be able to do a map of how many people that just kind of, hey, I'm a, because you wonder how many people out there, we vote Democrat. That's what we do. Straight ticket. I don't care. Utah goes for Mitt Romney. Not a surprise. He is a Mormon and he's in a Mormon state. But, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's not a surprise. I mean, you have someone like Mitt Romney, you know, he was, I voted for him, but I'm like, hey, it's politics as usual to me. But moving forward, we need to come together as a nation. But like I was saying, I wonder how many people, you know, that, like, and wake people up so that they know what they're doing and say, I voted for Democrats. I just straight ticket. I don't even know what they click. I don't know what they stand for. I don't know what, you know. And you have that piece where, you know, I'm one of those, okay, let me get out my phone. I don't know what this judge is. Who is this judge? Do I support him, you know? You know, and that's a big issue. I want to make sure that people that are out there voting know what they're voting for. See, you need to get a bunch of people that are like super progressive, but put them in the Democratic Party and run as a Democrat. And it'd be interesting to see with that how many people would actually end up voting for them, you know, and just be like, hey, guess what, folks? You know? See, we need to get a bunch of Tea Party conservative type people to be in the Republican and Democrat parties. That way, no matter who you vote, you got a conservative getting in. Yeah, that'd be fun. A lot of these, like even like in Iowa, some of these races are so close, and like, you know, they can't even begin. So. Wow, North Dakota went to the Republicans. Yes, Kevin Camper. It's going to be hard for Democrats to win now. Yes. 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 Democrats now need 4 in the Senate, but it's just just one of the, well, it's just, I just love it. But it's just, I mean, because a lot of people thought that it would be way closer than it is with Donnelly and Mike Braun, but I thought North Dakota would go to Hempick Camp. I thought she was going to. So it's interesting. It's interesting. I was saying to my buddy, I said, North Dakota, if it goes Republican, they have a clear path to the Senate. They'll get the Senate. So we'll get the Senate. We'll lose the House. It's going to be interesting to see how Trump and the Republicans work with Democrats when he tries to do stuff. But on the Republican side of it, okay, how long did they have to have? Okay, we spent 8 years. This is our Obamacare. This is how much better it is. No, they had nothing. They were kind of like, well, I was supposed to read. Oops. You know, when you go to class and, you know, when you fail a college class and then when you take it again and, you know, when you take the, you know, and like when, like on the first, in the big project in the first day with the old, with the other teacher, you just have to write down what you're going to eat and do all this stuff. And then with the teacher that you have, the first assignment that you turn in, people are turning in like 3-ring binders with like 500 pieces of paper and you got one and oops, and different teacher, he must require more, whatever the case, you know. That's what it felt like. You know, these Republicans were like, okay, we're just trying to put something out there. You know, they had 8 years to try to do something better than Obamacare. I honestly think that it's all coming back to this narrative of, well, Americans won't want a national bank. How do we shove a national bank in America when they won't want it? Well, let's keep changing the name. Let's find the name. Oh, Federal Reserve. Wow, I want one of those. We need a Federal Reserve. And guess what? Guess what? They put a national bank in. Well, let's get rid of the gold and silver in our currency. Yeah, let's make the government say how valuable the currency is. Let's see, guess what? We found this new metal that is a million times cheap. Yeah, I can make, we're going to make $20 coins. There's 1 cent melt value. Good luck. Yeah, well, I mean, it's worth what you can get for it. So if that $20 coin, if you can buy 15 hamburgers, that's great. If you can buy half a hamburger, well, remember that show on South Park when they had Baby Parks and McGee's Act and they had this money come down and the ship, you know, and the money was worth what you could, you know, if you thought it was worth a lot, it was. If you thought it wasn't, it wasn't. There was a time when black pepper used to be a currency. It's one of those things that, you know, it's worth what you can get for it. You know, coins and money are what they're are worth what you can get for it. You know, I mean, just like a beer is probably going to be more valuable to an adult than a kid. You know, the older you like the older you get, like a birthday. I don't want to get older. But, you know, as a kid, you're like, oh, I can't wait for my birthday. You can't wait, you know. Guess what, man? We're going to have, like, a huge cake. We're going to have, like, 15 gallons of ice cream. We're going to have a, you know, we're going to sit there party all night. We're going to have a million balloons. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. We're going to have Kool-Aid with extra sugar. Yeah, now it's like, oh, not another birthday. I'm getting old. You know, but that's how this is. That's what's gone on with this country. And people don't realize that. Okay, well, guess what? There's no value in this money. This is a 50 cent piece. But it's, It's not worth it. Okay, melt it down. What value is in it? If there's not at least 50 cents worth of value in the melt metal, then it's worth what you can get for it. And even that, it's worth what you can get for it. But I think, but a big, one of the things is we have a huge demographic that's young kids that are being programmed. You know, how many, I want to see if I can find the poll, like how many, like 15 to 25 year olds get their news from actually watching like a Fox News or a Rush Limbaugh or an MSNBC or, you know, and not like a Jon Stewart or a Stephen Colbert. I mean, I don't watch late nights anymore. There was a time when you could turn on Johnny Carson and laugh. And it wasn't like, hello, folks, can you believe what Trump said? Holy cow, that bigot. Oh, you know, that's why we hate. That's why I don't know who watches late nights. I know a lot of people that used to, but now that it's basically 100% just push a liberal agenda, no one, you know, and that's, you know, people need to wake up to realize that okay, if what would the government do if the left and the right as Americans came together as one? Oh God, Juan Williams, I love the but you know, but as long as the government wins, you lose. They don't want that. They don't want you to realize. I mean, I've asked people this before. Do you realize that if you made a steel penny, it would still cost more than a penny to make? Because they reformulated the nickel. So what do you mean reformulated it? I said, well, 2013 and older nickels have a 7 cent melt value. There's more value in the metal than the coin itself, so they're reformulating it so that it's cheaper, so that they have a fiat currency, so it's worth what you can get for it. That's one thing I can say about my dad. He always taught me, son, it's worth what you can get for it. You know, like all those baseball cards I had that are worthless because everyone that I had was on steroids. You know what they're worth? Nothing. But there was a lot of people because Democrats got the House. What's this red wave? What's this? Yeah, let me tell you something. This proves it. You know, Trump's a liar. Trump's a bigot. Trump's racist. Trump's this. Trump's that. Why don't we come together? You know how the government was shaking their boots and said, hey, guess what? Well, we the people, we're here. But you have these kids that are indoctrinated. How dare you? Okay, take that Trump shirt off right now, young man. Okay, you're going to the principal's office right now. Say, great. Mike Braun, yeah, because Mike Braun winning the Senate, Republican, Indiana, and North Dakota were two huge states that were up for grabs. And how much time do I got left? But it's one of those things moving forward. Now I got about 15 minutes left on my 90-minute program, folks. But moving forward, you know, North Dakota and Indiana were key for Senate pickups. And I think it's going to be hard because a lot of the other Senate pickups are very crucial, and they're very, very Democratic states or very, very Republican states, and most of them are very Democratic areas. No, they're very conservative areas. Indiana is very, very conservative. So to me, granted, Joe Donnelly was running again, we are very, very conservative in my state. So And I think we will get the Senate, and of course the House is Democratic, and I think it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how does the conservative base work with the Democratic base. I don't think there's a lot of people that have said, hey, we don't want Nancy Pelosi as the House of Speaker. I won't back her. I won't support her. And will she do a Hillary Clinton and do whatever she has to buy her way in there? I just see it happening. You know, but she has so many this big electorate of young voters that have been indoctrinated. Instead of saying, okay, and then you probably have another chunk of people that I vote Democrat, straight ticket. I vote Republican, straight ticket. But they don't know. They don't, you know, my wife is sitting there voting and she's looking on her phone. Okay, let me look up this judge and see what did he vote for, what's he stand for, what before I just, I'm not just going to vote for someone until I know what they say. But it's just one of those things that we're going to have to work now with the House that's going to be Democratic controlled. And, I mean, if you were expecting to have tax cuts and stuff going forward, that's probably not going to happen. These tax cuts are not going to be permanent, you know. These billionaire politicians want to keep you from you having money in your pocket. And your taxes are going to go up in California because, guess what, all these tax cuts that Trump passed, that the California said, okay, we're going to increase your taxes to match the tax cut. You know, you could use California and say, wow, well, if these tax cuts are no big deal, then why is California passing legislation to increase your taxes to match that?
Legalization passed in Michigan?
I haven't heard. But I know it did in Mexico. So what that means is you have a legal in Mexico, which is a nation, and Canada. And we're like in the middle. And they say, is that going to force the government's hand to do something? Because two nations, right?
Well, our friend Sandra just texted me and said, we have to move to Michigan because pot's coming legal. And I know it's on their ballot.
Hey. Welcome, but that's cool. So I guess I will have to, let me look that up.
Did she text you at all?
If it's passed yet. Michigan, North Dakota way, I'm bringing Karen Lucy here, 5 minutes.
I hope it does,
because
we can buy it right here.
Oh, yeah.
Edibles.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not. I will get back with you on Thursday on that one. But, I mean, when it comes up. Because it's not coming up. It's just saying, could it be on the ballot? It's all old. There's nothing like brand new that like it's on the ballot and this is what's going on. So it's saying like, you know, what's the law, you know. But let me bring up, I read this a lot, and this is from the UK Daily Mail. This is from England, okay? This is from bloody England, okay? It says, weed is back on the ballot. Voters in Michigan and North Dakota will decide whether they will be the first Midwest states to legalize recreational marijuana, while medical cannabis on the line in Utah and Missouri. So, this is the UK Daily Mail, and they're great. I mean, sometimes they're way off on like some weird tangent, but you know they're pretty good with relevant topics like this, because a lot of people are saying, okay, well, Canada's made it legal. How long is it gonna? I mean, how long when Mexico now has basically made it legal? how long is it before the United States says, hey, wait a minute here. Ain't nothing going. It's only a matter of time before all this stuff that keeps happening with cannabis being legalized and nothing, no negatives from it, that they're like, you know, all these lies we've been told to all our lives are now being thrown out the window. And the government can't keep saying, well, it's dangerous. Well, it's dangerous. Well, I don't see one issue in Canada. I mean, they'll come up with something. They'll come up with some, just like in Colorado, a guy will have 500 beers and take one hit of a joint, not even inhale. Well, that one hit caused the accident. Oh, so the 500 beers did nothing? Yeah, just let me know. I'll be waiting. No, the BS. Ted Cruz is going to win the race in Texas.
That besides West Virginia, Michigan, and Indiana, that's the one I wanted the most. He's the most constitutionalist.
Yes, we're going to. This has just been reported. It is. Democrats have gotten the House. Republicans will retain control of the Senate. It's been confirmed. Basically, with Ted Cruz, Texas, with Ted Cruz, North Dakota, and Indiana, if those three were to go to Republicans, it was virtually.
Michigan went Republican, right?
Last I saw, yes. It wasn't. Let me see when it comes up. But last I heard, it was like. So, I mean, it's like too close to call, but how there's like this so far. But it's just, you know, I knew we would gain control of the Senate. I knew we'd keep that, but, you know, House, just ignore me. I just pray for one time that we're going to gain control of the House. But I don't see a path. I don't. But it's going to be interesting because, hey, if people start seeing this economy go backwards, hey, they can say, hey, well, look it, we had Republican control. Congressman. But, I mean, like I say, that's what the government wants, a fiat currency.
I can't believe forced
it. But we need to, we're going to have to work together now. I mean, I don't know. I would go to Nancy Pelosi and ask this question. Well, if the tax cuts that Trump did were so peanuts, then why did California pass a law to increase your taxes to match the tax cut? Why would you need to do that? If it was peanuts, then why not give it to them? Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, we're going to, yeah, so actually California, you're going to owe more money because not only did they raise your taxes to match the tax cut of Trump so that you have to pay back those crumbs that they don't, but you're going to have to pay more because they're going to increase, they're going to stop these tax cuts. They don't want to, see, Nancy Pelosi wants to not talk about her $100 million net worth and $1 billion home and 70-foot wall around her, you know. Got about, what is it, like 5 minutes left. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, folks. And it's just going to be interesting. As many of you, if you are tuning in late to the program, folks, Democrats gain control of the House where the Republicans will retain control of the Senate. And we got to come together as a nation. We got to come together. And that's something that has to happen. It has, you know, we got to learn to work together. And that's something that I don't, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what legislation Trump brings forward that they just try to take down. And is Trump going to have to, is Trump, I wonder if, I'm going to look this up and I'll know by Thursday, if Trump can pass like a tax cut, these executive orders. And Nancy Pelosi and them say, no, well, you're not going to have that. We're going to increase your taxes. You know. I know, but I'm just saying, you know, that she's gonna bitch and complain and piss and moan, and we need to increase your taxes a 1,000,000%.
You're the problem.
But you know, I mean, but not that. That's what they want to do, because they say that Nancy Pelosi said that if the Democrats gain control of the House, that guess what? Bye bye. Your tax break is over. Business, not your company. And, you know, don't you want to have people have more money in their pockets?
And how many have they gotten control of? I mean, how many did they lose by? Because it might not be that bad if it's just a few.
I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be like a slim margin. It's not going to be to where, like, if we can get the Democrats to go towards the...
Democrats who ran like Republicans stick to what they say, well, we won't have a problem.
Yeah. And that's what I'm, that's, you know, if the Democrats win the House by a slim margin, which I think it's going to be a slim margin, you got to make sure, you know, some of them, you've had a lot of liberals kind of say, hey, look at, I think they're seeing that this is the way to go. Look at this. This guy bashes Trump and he plummets. This person praises Trump and cha-ching.
Who won the governor in Georgia? Who, Miss Powell, Oprah Winfrey won. Please tell me that stupid woman didn't win. The butt tooth.
Let me look it up.
Butt meat. And I don't even care if I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I don't blame you either. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Let me see here. Let me see here, folks. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks, and hope you had a fun time. I'm just like on cloud nine. There's so much going on, and I'm just, all this information is being bombarded. And, you know, one of my friends drove me in, just like, hey, what's going on, this and that. So it's kind of, well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And stay in. It's hard to believe, you know, that a Democrat won in Vermont. No, it's not. No. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversations you're a part of. And with the firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually put to each other our lives, actions, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.